We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Rolling along on this Tuesday afternoon here on 1140 The Bet, and no big deal, just another week with another major sporting event coming to Las Vegas and the Henderson area. You gotta love it, and we have to touch base to get all the details on the huge news from Chuck Brennan, the founder and CEO of Dollar Loan Center, joining us now. All insider calls are powered by BetQL. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download your BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com.
Chuck, so happy to have you back on the program. I know that the Dollar Loan Center brand is on the rise, and I do my research before I conduct these interviews. So I go to your website, www.don'tbebroke.com, and the first thing that I see is that you're not only now serving people in the fine state of Idaho, but you're extending that same privilege to people in Wisconsin. Chuck, come on. This is like the worst state ever, but I suppose they need short-term lenders for all their cheese wheels and snowmobiles, right?
That's such a great way to put it. And we love Wisconsin. Come on.
once you spread that love around to Minnesota, too, maybe we can talk. But your reach has no bounds. And obviously the house that Chuck Brennan built, the Dollar Loan Center Arena, has some big news today concerning the IFL. Three-year partnership to bring that championship here to Henderson, Nevada. How excited are you on a scale of 1 to maybe, 1,001?
We really are excited, and that's a great way to put it. I got to tell you, it's kind of hard not to get lost in the shuffle here with Formula One and the Super Bowl and the draft. There's so many things going on. But for us, this is just so big. First of all, to get the arena open was fantastic. We built it for hockey. It's the spot to be. It's the nicest hockey arena for the AHL in the country, and we're proud to have the Silver Knights call it home. But then adding the IFL, and not only adding the Indoor Football League, but bringing the Vegas Nighthawks to the market as an expansion team was a big deal in itself. But once we got that done, I've been friends with the commissioner of the league for a long time. He's from my hometown of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and was involved in the Indoor Football League as a player, a coach, an owner, and now the commissioner of the league. And once we had it signed, sealed, and delivered with bringing them here with the Nighthawks, I really started to press, why not have your Super Bowl, your championship, your big game in Vegas every year at the Dollar Loan Center? And I've always been brought up that you never get what you don't ask for. And in this case, I really didn't think we'd get a lot of traction. But by God, we got the game. And I didn't get it forever yet. But I got a three-year deal on it that the national championship for the Indoor Football League is going to be played right here in Henderson at our arena. And the first one is coming up August 13th, so it's right around the corner, 3 months from now.
Yeah, and absolutely. And if you're wondering, for all our listeners, you can go to IFLNationalChampionship.com to learn about reserving your seats for that championship game. And speaking of which, that title game used to be called the United Bowl. Now it's being rebranded as the Dollar Loan Center IFL National Championship. How big of a deal is that for you and the entire company?
Well, I think it was a big deal for us, but it really was needed to get this over the hump. The game had always been played at the first seed. So whoever had the best record hosted the game. It's been that way for 14 years. So if Sioux Falls or Green Bay or one of the other cities was in first place and the first seed, that's who would host the game. It's never been at a neutral site in going on 15 years. So it's such a big deal for the league. But with that comes expense, travel, lots of other things. And we put our money where our mouth is, not as the venue, not as the Dollar Loan Center, but as the company Dollar Loan Center that lends people $800. And we kicked in a large chunk of change to bring this to fruition and be the title sponsor of it. And so it's literally called, you know, the Dollar Loan Center IFL National Championship. That's the name of the game from now on. So we're very proud to have that. We love indoor football. We love the Nighthawks. And having this national championship, nationally televised game here is just great. I couldn't be happier or more excited.
Yeah, you can't spell sustainability without sponsorship in the world of sports these days. I think that's like a really important point to make here, especially here in Vegas, because we're just so open for business. And I'm only, you know, almost three years into my living down here. And, you know, I had some ideas of what this town was going to turn into as a sports community, but it's gone so past my expectations and continues to evolve. Are you equally as surprised as how quick all this has come to fruition for you? I mean, it's a great thing for your business, a great thing for your brand, but I mean, you blink and it feels like there's three new buildings and brands everywhere.
I hear you loud and clear on this, and to be 100% frank with you, as big as this is for us as a sports junkie like I am so happy to live in Vegas. I love the Raiders. I love the Knights, the Silver Knights. The race coming, there's so many cool things. NBA's right around the corner. Major League Soccer's right around the corner. Major League Baseball's right around the corner. Who would have ever thought here in Southern Nevada we'd be getting this stuff? And we can go to a sporting event every night. During the press conference and listening to the governor talk about this, it's shocking because you almost forget. Before, one big sports deal was a big deal for us, right? Now, there's so many that, oh, geez, I forgot about the Aces, or I forgot about, you know, the Aviators. There's so much great stuff going on that just for us to be a part of that is cool. But, look, championship games are it. And we are one of the biggest sponsors of the Las Vegas Bowl. We always have been. We always will be. We love that game. But to have the national championship here where, you know, Massachusetts might be playing Seattle for this. It might not be a team around here. And to have the whole league travel here, use our venue for the press day, the family day, the meet and greet day, the game, it's wonderful, really.
Well, and you mentioned all those fine places, or at least teams that call the Dollar Loan Center home. I mean, you didn't even mention the Big West basketball championships. And I think there's a very specific market that you guys are tapping into with the Dollar Loan Center, because everybody has like those big arenas, like T-Mobile Arena, those bigger venues. But this one hits the sweet spot. And I had the pleasure of going to one of the Silver Knights games. I was there for Daniil Miramanov's first hat trick in the building, actually. And it sounds great. It's gorgeous. It's intimate just enough. I'm like, this is going to be a really great place to see a concert, I think. What other events on the horizon are you most excited about?
Well, you know, I'm a concert junkie, so
you're a junkie for a lot of fun things, Chuck. I like
sports,
you.
The concert world is mine. That's what I used to do before I used to, you know, lend people a few bucks. But I'm really excited about the concerts. The big thing with this venue, though, is we had to lay so many sports dates in and so many sports holds in. You mentioned basketball and these tournaments, and with all the hockey games and potential playoffs, unfortunately, we didn't get much further than we did this year, and football and these other things coming up. To find some holes for concerts has been challenging, but we're getting there. We just announced Alice Cooper and Ace Frehley that's going to be playing Saturday, October 8th. That's on sale right now. Got a few more announcements coming next week. We are beating this up. We want this venue full all the time. It's right in the middle of a neighborhood in Henderson. People can walk to the event. It isn't a hassle to get to. There's plenty of parking. There's really so many benefits to it. But one thing I'd like to tap on that people forget is when you go to Allegiant and when you go to T-Mobile, it's a great experience and it's awesome. But it does cost you quite a bit to bring your family. And our ticket pricing, one commitment we made, because to get our customer base involved, a lot of them don't have a pile of extra money laying around. So I wanted it to have a family-friendly pricing strategy. So did the city. So did Mr. Foley. So that's what this venue is all about. And I'll give you the inside scoop that isn't out there and hasn't been released to anybody
Ooh.
Yet.
Uh-oh.
And that's the ticket pricing. And the governor said yesterday, geez, I hope these tickets aren't going to be $1,000 or $2,000 bucks like these big championship games. And I said, not only that, we're going to have 1,000 of the tickets are only going to be $50 a piece. That's our lowest price point.
Wow.
Our highest major league VIP price point, the highest you can possibly pay is $250, and that's going to be for front row that includes food and beverage. The average ticket price for this game, hand to God, is $100. And that's why we needed this big sponsorship in, and we need sponsors to take place and partner with us, because we want to keep the price down so the fans can continue to go, even to a championship game, to this event. And that's what I think people are going to be really excited about, because we did hear some rumblings at the press event about, geez, I bet this is going to cost a lot of money, and it really isn't. And you guys are getting the scoop on the surprise there.
Yes, thank you so much, Chuck. We appreciate that. And, you know, with all the hype and the announcement for people that, you know, just didn't know about the IFL and the Indoor Football League, I kind of want you to talk us through and kind of give the fans what they can expect to go with even before this national championship game. If they want to go check out a Vegas Nighthawks game, what they can expect going to the venue and just the entertainment value for the family.
Right, good point. And please do that first. Go check out one of these games. You can go for $25. And the coolest part about it is the scoring. The average score in the IFL is 100 points a game. It's just hilarious. The players flipping right into the crowd and the ball landing in the crowd and folks being able to bring the ball with them home. It's just a different environment. There is no punting, so you have to go for it on fourth down.
Yes.
It's just a gas.
God, and the Chargers coach loves that.
Oh, it's great. And nobody's ever out of the game. It's really fun. It's exciting. It's hype. And look, the Foley Group knows how to put on a show. They've had so much practice with the Golden Knights and the Silver Knights and everything that they've done. And they just blew it out of the park. It's the most exciting IFL team in the league. So if people are looking to get a feel for what's going to be at the championship, we still have three more home games, maybe four. I'm not exactly sure. I think three or four. But come out to one. Have fun. Bring the family out. Check it out. And I think you'll get hooked on it right away. It's going to take the market a little bit to warm up to the IFL, but once they figure it out and see how much fun they have and their kids have and everything, I think it's going to be here a long time and be one of the favorites here.
You're spot on with the in-game experience that the Foley Group has been able to create on multiple levels. I'm very much looking forward to see what this iteration is going to be. But you mentioned earlier, I know this is a very sore wound for a lot of people. So the Golden Knights, for the first time ever, not in the postseason, the Henderson Silver Knights eliminated earlier last week. But I take it, as you've mentioned, that you're a sports junkie, that you're not one that disassociates from the sport, even if your team isn't technically involved in the postseason. So who are you rooting for right now in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
You know, that's a really, really good question. I do not have a favorite, but I'm also not a bitter person at all.
I love that.
And it's been shocking to hear how many people are criticizing and bitter of what happened with the Golden Knights and not getting the playoffs. We have been so spoiled in this market. And there were so many injuries and stuff this year. And I hate to make excuses for the team and such, but, man, we had a good run. We got as far as we possibly could have. We were in first place for a while. We're going to have a great team next year. And people need to just chill out a second, because we really have been spoiled in this market. Look at how the Kraken did in their first year. And look at these things. We were in the Stanley Cup the first year and almost won the darn thing. So it's a great product. The Silver Knights, too, we were right there. But the Silver Knights, my personal feeling is we would have hoisted the Calder Cup at the Dollar Loan Center this year, but the Golden Knights were so injured, they had to take all the players up.
You're not wrong, Chuck. You're not wrong.
When the starting goalie is supposed to be our starting goalie with this and the issues with Leonard and the goalie issues and such, man, we had the deck stacked against us. We would have loved to have everybody back, but I'm telling you, I'm wrong a lot. My wife will tell you that, but I think next year we're going to have an incredible year. Golden Knights, Silver Knights, and the Nighthawks. Now, the pressure is on Coach Davis like never before. Now that we signed this three-year deal to have the national championship here, we can turn this into a situation like the Rams or Tampa and have a home field national championship next year. That's huge.
Chuck, before we get you out of here, and thank you so much for joining us, Chuck Brennan, founder and CEO of the Dollar Loan Center, I kind of want you to get in this speculation conversation because I know, Chuck, you've been in some rooms and you might have heard some whispers and things of that nature. But in terms of the MLB and Major League Baseball coming to Las Vegas and, you know, a lot of people thinking that the Oakland Athletics are going to come over here to the desert, do you feel like that's something viable and that's going to happen here within a few years?
I will give you $50,000 in cash if we don't have MLB here in 5 years. Ooh. That's a promise on the air. It's coming for sure.
Yeah, I share
that
in your sentiment.
You
yeah. I love that. I love that bet.
Chuck coming in strong, Chuck.
Chuck's bringing it, bringing
done.
All the heat.
It's already done. The Raiders were done months, if not years, before it ever got announced. This is a done deal. Is it going to be the A's? Maybe, maybe not. I'm not going to put the money where the mouth is there. Major League Baseball is going to be here, and NBA is going to be here within 5 years, guaranteed.
Yeah, we are definitely the most popular kids, and everybody wants to sit at our lunch table. But thank you so much, Chuck, for joining us today on your really special day and to share this big moment with us, because I know this is a big part of what we do here in just radio and being a local radio show and getting the right information out to our community. We appreciate all the investment that you make in it every single year.
Thank you, and it's mutual, and you guys are crushing it. I love listening to your show, and keep up the great work over there. It's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. The highest of praise from probably the coolest person in town, Chuck Brennan, as Adrian mentioned, the founder and CEO of Dollar Loan Center. The house that Chuck Brennan built is that big, old, beautiful building down in Henderson. IFL championships coming there for the next 3 years. Nighthawks, Silver Knights, the list goes on and on. Thanks again to him for joining us. All of our guests are brought to us by BetQL. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. And on the other side, hockey talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.